Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 6. The Intrinsic Significance of the Purification of the Returned Captives, Saturday. Related Verses, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Revelation 1:20. The mystery of the seven stars, which you saw upon my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. 2 Corinthians 3:16-18. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, and the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:5-7. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Because the God who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us. Related reading. As a result of experiencing the Spirit living and working within us, we become righteous. Spontaneously, our inner being is transparent, crystal clear, and we know the heart of God. Immediately, without effort, we know the mind of the Lord and have a clear understanding concerning His will and work. Then what we do is according to the Lord's mind and will. If you are infused and saturated by the life-giving Spirit, your inner being will become transparent. Then you will know what is the Lord's mind. You will also understand what the will of the Lord is. Spontaneously, you will be in His will and do His will. As a result, you become right with Him. Moreover, you will realize how you should act toward others, and even how you should deal with your material possessions. Then you will become a righteous person, one who is right in small things as well as in great things, one who is right with God, with others, and with himself. This is a person who expresses God for his righteousness in the image of God, God expressed. The street of the holy city is pure gold. Gold signifies the nature of God. After we enter into the New Jerusalem, we must walk on the divine nature as our way. The pure gold of the unique street in the New Jerusalem is like transparent glass, signifying without any opaqueness. The golden street is crystal clear without any opaqueness. This indicates that if we take God's nature as our unique way, we will be pure without any mixture and transparent without opaqueness. The city itself is pure gold without any mixture. This indicates that the church must be 100% of God. It must be absolutely of the divine nature. Today among Christians, however, the church is a mixture with some part of the divine nature and some part of the fallen human nature. If we want to have the real church life, the church herself must be pure gold, that is, altogether of the divine nature. Here we need the work of the cross to purify us and to purge us. About 30 years ago, I heard a short word saying that being pure is different from being clean. When I first heard that word, I could not understand it, and I was very surprised. I thought that to be cleansed was good enough. However, the speaker said that we still need to be purified. Just as pure gold is purified to contain no mixture and to be transparent. since that time, the Lord has gradually shown me the difference between being clean and being pure. A dear brother may be nice, gentle, and clean, but still have a mixture. He is not transparent, but opaque. He is nice and clean, but you cannot see through him. To be clean is one thing, but to be pure and transparent is another. Sometimes you may meet a saint in the Lord whom you sense is not only clean but also transparent like clear glass. I had a history with Brother Nee for over 30 years. Within all those years, every time I met him, I had the sense that he was a transparent man. When I sat before him, I could see through him. Every time he stood on the platform to give a message, the audience could sense that he was transparent. We should be clear that simply to be clean is not enough. We need to be purified by the death of the Lord on the cross.